Like I said, it's just really humbling and thankful for the opportunity, and hopefully I can do a good job.
Was it expected?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, took a vote and got the results. So, you know, I've always just tried to pride myself on working hard and leading by example, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
What are the expectations as you understand them to be, or as they've been told to you?
Well, nothing has really been told to me, but I know that, you know, I have high expectations for myself as well as our unit because of the caliber of players that we have. And obviously we set the bar high last year, finishing number one overall in special teams, and, you know, that's the goal again this year. And it's going to be harder with teams gunning for us knowing that, but I'm confident in the guys that we have and the way we work, and we're just going to take it one game at a time.
Does your mindset change at all in this new role, new responsibility?
I'm going to approach it the same way I always have. I've always tried to be a guy that goes out there and works hard, and I don't take things for granted, I'd like to think, and I'm going to just try to be an encourager now and be there for the young guys and realize I can still learn from the other guys. You know, I'm no better than anybody else, no different than anyone else. Just want to go out there and help this team however I can.
When Larry Izzo was special teams captain here, he was almost like an assistant special teams coach. You go on his meetings, extra film. Mm-hmm. Is that something you do or plan to do?
Definitely. I got to get on, you know, knowing everybody's responsibility.